Hello. Welcome to the Woman Christian CEO Podcast, the inspirational podcast designed for women of faith. Here is your host, Shea Shazinga.
Welcome, everyone. This is your girl, Coach Shea Chasinga, and welcome back to the Woman Christian CEO podcast show. We are so super excited. We have another amazing guest who is with us today, who's a part of the It's My Time to Rise and the Woman Christian CEO community. I am so excited because I've been highlighting these amazing anointed businesswomen who are serving in our communities in many ways. So our guest today will be Marilyn Randolph. She's an author, empowerment speaker, life and business coach, a human rights commissioner in Santa Clara County, which is in California. So I'm really excited about our guest. So before we bring her on, I just want to tell you a little bit about who is the Woman Christian CEO Life Coach School and what we do. We help women create wealth doing what we love, called, and chosen to do in the world. We use the Life Coaching platform as the vehicle to create transformational empowerment change in the lives of others, especially in the times that we're facing today during our pandemic, civil unrest. The role of a life coach is a very powerful role that can bring real change in the lives of others. And that is why we exist. That is why we are here to serve and support women to build a thriving business doing what they love. But without further ado, I'm so excited to have my guest today, Miss Marilyn Randolph. Welcome.
Thank you, Coach Shea. Shea Chastinga. Hi. Glad to be here.
And I'm glad you are here, and I'm so glad that we are connected. And Marilyn, yes. I was sitting here thinking, we met, what, let me see, it's been, what, 2 years now? Maybe 2 years?
It's been 2017.
Ooh, so 3 years.
Yes, so 2017.
Let me
make sure. Yeah, I believe it was, 2017, because that's when I published my second book.
That's
and I
right.
had got my coaching license July 2017.
Wow. And so that's just in a few days, that's 3 years.
Yes.
So we've been connected all this time and you have been thriving. And
yes.
I'm very excited for you. So tell us a little bit about you. Tell us a little about who you are.
Well, I am an empowerment coach. I'm also an author, a speaker. I'm very involved in my community. I serve as a human rights commissioner for the Santa Clara County. So I work a lot in my community, and which involves human trafficking or exploited young women and girls, and also domestic violence.
Wow.
I have a nonprofit that I work in the community, Women Rising Above Abuse, and I'm also connected with other organizations that's helping me in areas to perfect my understanding in nonprofit. So yeah, I'm just all around using my gift that God has given me to walk in my purpose.
That is so powerful. I was listening to what you were saying about being a human rights specialist and serving those in sex trafficking and domestic violence. I mean, it's so powerful that you're doing that in the lives of these amazing young women and helping them change their lives. How did you get into that?
You know, when I would have to go back. So when I wrote my book, Be Still was me expressing and telling my story and how God has brought me from surviving to thriving, right? So Be Still is about my abuse of sexual, physical, and emotional abuse. And from there, I started to understand some of these areas of my life that were triggers or whatever, but then it just kind of moved. It was like connecting dots.
Wow.
It went from one thing to the next thing to the next. And so God was actually connecting the dots in my life to help me walk in the path that he designed for me to do. And so from that, the doors started opening in different areas in my community, which a board of supervisors actually invited me to her office and asked me if I would, I was like really flabbergasted, like taken back, like what?
Yeah.
But she says, you know, I really would like to have you work on one of our commissions, either human rights or domestic violence. She was like, you know, I really want you. And I said, you know what, I'm very interested. Let me look into it. And so I was placed in the human rights commission, which was the perfect place because it deals with, you know, human and civil rights of our community, in our community.
Man.
And these women that have these backgrounds of sexual abuse and all these different areas, I'm able to be effective in that platform and, you know, talk with the legislation or board of supervisors that those issues that affect our community.
Man, Marilyn, that's awesome because you are in a position to have a voice at the table, right? Voice to that will help change laws to protect our ladies in these situations. And you know what I love about it too? God is positioning believers at the table. That's what's powerful, right?
Yes.
Believers who have value, who could get a prayer through and that can have a voice to help serve these people at this level. That is so, so awesome. But you also have a coaching business too, right?
Yes, I do. And I have a coaching program called Surviving to Thriving, Empowered and Free to Live My Best Life.
Come on.
And that program are for women like that are in the actual business in working and they can be an entrepreneur also, but these are women that are already in fields and working, but still struggle in certain areas that they want to push forward. So I have that program to help them to push forward and to drop those fears into power and inspire and encourage them to walk in their purpose too.
Come on, you know what, everything you're saying, you are operating in your talent, you're operating in the gifts, you're operating from a place of experience, and all of it is so in alignment to what God's plan is for you by me just listening to you. Now, you're not new to business, so you've been having your own business for a long time.
Yes.
And so tell us, what made you want to start doing your own coaching and speaking business?
So, you know, when I could say this, when I started my own business, I was using that skill already. So I was in the family childcare business. So my grandmother started her business in 84. Mm-hmm. So she passed away, but I always worked in the field with her. So I continued on, but these parents, I was their counselor. I was their supporter. I was everything that they needed because they were going through, and the children. They would always be like, you know, they would talk to me. I had a young girl that was actually abused sexually, and I was able to help her in that area to help find services and counseling also, because I wanted her to get more services. But I was always there to talk to the parents, and even the parents that had left, they would still call or how are you doing? Can we just talk for a moment or whatever? So I've always used that skill. I have the gift of counsel that spiritually, I have the gift of counsel. Wow. So it's already embedded. So why not be a coach and help them, because I'm pushing them forward, pushing them out and helping them to be what God has designed them to be, or at least that product, planting that seed.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And definitely you are doing that, you know,
yes.
And like I said, you've been doing this anyway. Mm-hmm, and so now you just took that part of what you were already doing and moved it forward into the next phase of, or season of your life, and serving them at a different level.
Yes.
So I absolutely love that. Now, you kind of already shared how your business serves others. So the question I had was, in regarding to serving others, what has been the hardest lesson you have had to learn in building your business?
Oh, wow. That's
what I know, right?
A good one. That is a good one. You know, it was really hard because sometimes there was no support that was there for me. Nobody understood that purpose, that passion to do what I do. And they're like, no, you know, you know, 9 to 5. That's what you got to do. 9 to 5, mm-hmm. 9 to 5.
Right.
But it really took being committed. And that's a big thing. Commitment and investments are two different, and sacrifice, right? That's all mm-hmm. sacrifice.
Right.
Because it's, you know, your family may not understand or, you know, they just like, that doesn't make sense to me. The mm-hmm. money needs to come now. That, you know, why is it going out? It needs to stay in. So that was, I believe, that's the hardest lesson that, that you have to go through in being an entrepreneur and walking in purpose. And when you're able to walk in purpose and on purpose, it helps elevate you more because you know you're doing what you have to do. Mm-hmm. And God is the enemy is not going to stop attacking, right?
Right.
He's going to use every area to prevent you from doing it. It's hard. It was hard. That was the hardest lesson. Nobody gonna really always support you, but mm-hmm. I had coaches.
Yeah.
And I just wanna honor you because you were one of those people that I'm sorry, my phone just went out, but you were also one of those people that helped me in that process. I had to invest, but not only did I get the support I need, I also had tools and resources.
Right.
So, you know, and someone to actually consult that knew about business and entrepreneurship and purpose. So,
you know, that is a girl. You didn't preach the whole message. Cause listen, when you talked about the no support, the mm-hmm. especially having that encouragement, it is challenging when you're trying to build and you're just not getting that support mm-hmm. that you need, especially in the, just say in your immediate family, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Where people just seem like you're just wasting time and what are you doing now? Yeah. What you trying to create? We need to pay, you know, whatever the case is. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, it could be challenging, but you also said that when it's your purpose, mm-hmm. when you know this is what you're supposed to do, you persevere through, you keep moving forward. You may have to, you know, take a break or pivot as we say, pivot, change a few things, but what you don't do is never quit. You never quit. And that's what you've done. And that's what you're doing. So listeners, listen, when you know, kind of struggling, you're not getting that support you need, you just have to pivot and shift some few things. But what you don't want to do is quit.
Yes.
And because I remember, Marilyn, when you launched your life coaching business and you kept moving forward, and then the next thing, you became a commissioner. I'm serving in that area. You even have your podcast as well. You just got so many amazing things happening, and you just kept moving, kept making one decision, putting one foot in front of the other, and you just kept moving forward. And now you're really in a space of serving your clients at the next level. As well. So what is the greatest reward you have seen so far in your journey as an entrepreneur?
You know what? The greatest journey is seeing these women activated. Mm-hmm. That's what I say. So activated. And that is what I do. I activate them to move, to do it. Come on, let's go. And also publishing the book. So I've helped many people publish books from my pastors, this has been a really great experience in learning and coaching them into the next level. Yeah. When you become an author, you're going to the next level mm-hmm. and you're activated to do so. Now, whether they're activated to start their business or publish their book, that area, I add to that. And I'm grateful to God to be able to do that.
Absolutely. And you know what? You have your own publishing company.
Yes, ma'am.
So tell me a little bit about that. How do you help those who desire to be authors get their message out?
Oh, yes. So it's Amari Rise Publishing and Coaching Services. So at first I was publishing books and doing it for them, but then I decided, you know what, coaching them is the best thing because yes. they're able to actually know the steps. And if they want to publish another book, they're able to do so and know mm-hmm. what needs to be done. And I actually had created five steps or how to create and publish your book. So
yeah.
I probably missed the question, but I hope I'm to answer.
Yeah, absolutely. You're fine.
But yeah, I have, that was something I wanted to make sure that I was able to do because I was able to do it. Remember, I republished my second book myself, right?
Right.
I self-published. And then in the midst of me doing it, I was coaching another young lady in mm-hmm. publishing her book. And right. then I was able to take my book, Be Still, with Self-Love Journal and republish it from my own publishing company. And mm-hmm. so now I just continually coach others in publishing their book. So it's a great experience. I love doing that because it's able to open up the door for them to be able to share a story that can empower, encourage, or inspire somebody else.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the reason why I asked that, because when you were sharing about the question I asked you, you had mentioned about, you know, being publishing your book and helping others publish their books. And so this kind of lead us in a different direction. It's all going to come out the same. So we just keep flowing today. So you also have self-published, but you also went with a company or another publisher to help publish your first book.
Yes.
Right. So give us like one or two tips on what are the difference between the two, self-publishing and then publishing with someone else.
So what I had learned, they collect partial of your royalties.
Okay.
And that was, I had a contract. When I first was able to publish my book, I was so excited. You know, I got a contract. They want to pick up my book. Oh, yay.
Right.
Really not understanding the full entirety of that. And one of the things that stood out, because I had actually did the Legal Shield. So mm-hmm. I was like, look, I need some help because I can't do this consult, you know, make an appointment with an attorney to go sit with them after a week or so. I need somebody immediately.
Right now. So, right. Yeah.
So I have went through them and I sent them my contract mm-hmm. and they read over my contract. And I said, how am I able to get out of this contract? Mm. And they said, well, your contract's in perpetuity. I said, perpetuity? What's perpetuity? They said, it's a forever binding contract. I said, really? How can I get out of that? And they said, okay, well, what we can do is we can write a letter to them or you can email them or, you know, whatever you want. I said, well, can you do it? Because, you know, it's the attorney stamp. And then I was able to email to and ask them too, because I had a relationship with them, personal relationship. So I also emailed them and they said, you know what? Yes, we will terminate the contract.
Wow.
So that's was a blessing.
Awesome. Yeah.
But I encourage, you know, anyone, get Legal Shield. And if you need help, call on me because I'm a Legal Shield person.
There you go.
I do it. I said, because I offer this Legal Shield, I let them know, look, it's something that you can contact them anytime you need to. You don't have to make an appointment because you never know, especially in business, when you may need some legal services mm-hmm. immediately.
Right.
So they call me the same day, if not the next morning, if it's later. But but I learned that. And so having my own or doing it yourself, you don't have to worry about contracts.
Mm-hmm.
It's yours. And
so
how I work with the client is, look, this is just us doing this together. Of course, there's a contract, but it's not in perpetuity, nor is it me having your, this is under my nothing. I'm just, mm-hmm. that's just a contract saying, hey, we're going to finish this. You're going to get through it. And that's it. That's all. Everything else belongs to you, your royalties, your everything.
Absolutely.
So I think that's the best way to go. And I understand that people want to go with big You know, maybe your book will be picked up by a big, right? You know, but don't do it. Don't do it how I did it.
Right. You know what? I'm so glad we're covering this because, as entrepreneurs, like you, we have vast of experiences in many things, right? Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. so by you helping people in different areas, now in the author, you were able to share the experience between the two. Yes. And you know, making sure, one thing I'm listening to is make sure you read the contract or yes, get someone indeed. To help read you it. Read the contract, mm-hmm. which is Legal Chill, that can help you make sure that you know what you're signing up for. Because like you said, there's nothing wrong with joining another company that can help get your book out there to massive people, but making sure you understand what you're reading and that you are in agreement to it.
Yes.
And then a second part is you were saying self-publishing, honestly, is the best way to go to start, to yes. at least start with, you know.
Yes. Yes.
And so that you can build your clientele, your community, get that message out there. And then sometimes, Marilyn, you can let me know this, if you're doing so good on your own, someone will pick you up and you may have better terms.
Exactly.
With your book.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So thanks for sharing that. So those of you out there who's looking to become an author, Marilyn at Armani Publishing is the one for you. So, but Marilyn, so with that being said, like I said, you have so many things that you're helping people and serve them in. What is the advice that you would give an aspiring entrepreneur who's just getting started?
Don't give up. That's Don't true. Give up because yeah. sometimes you will have doubts and, you know, be like, oh, I'm not capable of doing it. You have these doubts. Like you can't do, you can do all things.
You can do all things through Christ.
Right. But you know what? And then, you know, reading a lot of information I was able to grasp. And so I'm saying, you know, look it at other entrepreneurs. Like you have that book. I had got your book about entrepreneurs that will help you, but don't give up. Right. Do not stop.
Yeah.
Your vision will come to light. So just keep walking, just keep going and don't give up.
Thank you for sharing it. Cause you know what? Also, you know, like I said, being the woman Christian CEO, especially mm-hmm. in the time we work with so many people because they don't see the fast results, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, it ain't working. I'm spending all my money. I'm just, you know, cause they're looking at spending money versus investing.
Right.
And then, they don't see because they're comparing themselves to what other people are doing.
Yes.
And so that's a right. And so that's another issue why people quit thinking that they're not good enough, you know, all these kind of, you know, mindset challenges that we have. So you're right. Absolutely. Don't quit. Don't give up. Don't throw in a towel, especially if you know that this is what you're supposed to be doing.
Yes.
And, you know, I was thinking this year makes it 10 years that I've been in the entrepreneurial life coaching. And when I first started, child, it was interesting. I mean, it was a lot of work, but I'm seeing now it's 10 years, right? So what I'm seeing the major results of it now than when I first started. And most people want it right now. And guess what else, Marilyn? There's a lot of people in the marketplace that make it seem like it's going to be real fast. Mm-hmm. Oh, you can make this kind of money, this and that. And I'm not saying that you can't, but for longevity, it just takes time. So thank you for sharing with us not to give up. So the last thing I want to know, how can we get in contact with you? You're doing so many great things. How can we get in contact with you?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Well, you can email me.
Yes.
Anyone that's interested, you can email me at MarilynRandolph@MarilynRandolph.com or you can visit my website at MarilynRandolph.com. I make it easy for folks.
I know Marilyn that's Randolph. Right. Come on. That's it.
And then Facebook, you can find me at author MarilynRandolph.com and Instagram is Marilyn_Randolph.
I love it, Marilyn. I mean, you know what you've done? I'm going to throw this in here for all our listeners. You branded yourself. And I drill this, like, please.
Yes.
Branding yourself is the easiest direction to go, because guess what that allows you to do? All the things that you're doing right now, serving in your community, domestic violence, trafficking, helping people become authors, as well as coaching them to live a fulfilled life. And when you brand yourself, you can be anything. You can do whatever you want because your message is so clear. And so thank you for sharing. Marilyn, I really appreciate you being my guest today. And you share so many amazing things in your experience on our show. Listeners, we thank you for being a part. And Marilyn, you got anything else you want to share as we close today?
I just want to thank you once again, Shaya, for inviting me to the show. I can't wait to be the release of the compilation.
Yes.
To be in that. And yes, anyone you want to contact me, but I encourage you guys to keep pushing forward. Those entrepreneurial women, you can do it. You believe in yourself. I believe in you. Believe that. And if you need my assistance in any area of, if you want to learn more about being a human rights commissioner, you want to learn about human trafficking, you want to learn about my program for women that will help them to grow and move in their calling, any area that you see that that touched your heart, that pricked you, that said, you know what, I need to contact her, then you do that. And I look forward to connecting with you, and thank you for letting me be a part of this.
Well, thank you, Marilyn, and thank you for all our listeners to the Woman Christian CEO podcast. We hope for you to join us next time. Don't forget to mark all 5 stars. We need all those juicy 5 stars, because I know this show was awesome. And so make sure you mark us all 5, even leave an encouraging comment. We would love to see you in our community. Until next time, be blessed.
Thank you for listening, Lady CEOs. Please share this podcast with your community. Don't forget to receive your free gift, the Coaching Starter Kit.